You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf, which is normally open on Friday mornings at 10 o'clock, will be closed today because of the holiday season. Again, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf is closed today. It is Family Movie Day at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library starting at 10:30. They will be screening the movie Ratatouille, a PG movie running an hour and 51 minutes. Enjoy free popcorn with the movie as well. The movie starts at 10 o'clock, again at the Hayward Library, 10:30, Family Movie Day, Ratatouille. The Turkey Burkey, a cross-country ski festival event happening at the Telmark Center in Cable. This is starting at 12 noon on the 28th. Join your friends and family at the Turkey Burkey Ski Festival. A perfect opportunity to glide into early snow, take a lesson, or simply enjoy the day on skis with the Great North Woods. Again, happening on the 28th, starting at noon, and running through November 30th until 2, the Turkey Burkey, happening at 42000 Telmark Road in Cable. Girls Varsity Hockey for Hayward versus Eau Claire North University School of Milwaukee is happening at 3 p.m. on Friday the 28th. Again, Girls Varsity Hockey for Hayward against Eau Claire, the 28th at 3 o'clock. Christmas in Hayward starts off on the 28th with merchants staying open until 6 p.m. that evening. So tour the downtown shops a little longer on the 28th as stores are open until 6. On the 29th, the big Christmas in Hayward kickoff begins. Santa Claus arriving at noon at Anglers. Horse-drawn sleigh rides start at 12 noon as well. Join in the fun at downtown Hayward from 12 until 6. Events will be going on. And then starting off on Saturday the 29th at 9 a.m., the 38th Annual Homespun Holidays Arts and Craft Show, happening at the Winter School, located at 6585 Grove Street in Winter. From 9 until 2, they have lots of returning and new homemade craft vendors signed up with many different craft features. For information, call 715-415-1966. Again, the 38th Annual Homespun Holiday Arts and Craft Show happening at the Winter School starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday. Also on Saturday the 29th, the third annual craft and vendor event entitled Crafting Around the Christmas Tree. This will be happening at the Cameron Elementary School starting at 9 o'clock until 2. Free pictures with Santa Claus at 11 o'clock. 80-plus vendors and crafters, raffle baskets, and 50-50 drawing, all being held at the third annual craft and vendor event, Crafting Around the Christmas Tree, happening at the Cameron Elementary School, located at 919 North 2nd Street in Cameron. Boys Varsity Hockey starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday. This is for the Hayward School District. Boys Varsity Hockey for Hayward. They will be at the Somerset High School again at 9 a.m., part of a tournament series. Girls Varsity Hockey for Hayward will also be at the Mezzanine Recreation Center starting at 1 o'clock. Girls Varsity Hockey, again, 1 o'clock is their game. Community Holiday Tree Lighting, Saturday the 29th at 5:30, hosted by the Hayward Veterans Center, located just at the corner of Main and Highway 63. 5:30 is gathering time. 6 o'clock is the countdown to the lighting of the tree. A great event. Tell Santa what you would like from him for Christmas. Listen to some beautiful carolers. Sip some savory hot chocolate and apple ciders. And enjoy some baked treats and cookies. And have a hot dog and some snacks. All of this provided by the Hayward Veterans Center, located at the corner of Main and 63, starting on Saturday the 29th at 5:30, the community holiday Christmas tree lighting. Beginning Monday, December 1st at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, a personal memoir writing is available from 1 until 3 at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library here in Hayward. Writing a personal memoir can feel overwhelming, but this group makes it easier by taking it one small piece at a time. Writers will grow together through the writing prompts and discussion. The group offers support, not critiques. For critiques, check out the writers group. Members can share their writings for discussion if they wish to read aloud, or homework is never required. There's no cost to join, and no writing experience is necessary. Pieces can be handwritten or typed. Again, for information, you can call Donna at 715-462-9207. Again, the Personal Memoir Writing Group, the first Monday of the month, which is December 1st, happening at 1 until 3 at the Hayward Hospital. Another community Christmas tree lighting happening at the corner of Main Street and 70 in Stone Lake. 5 until 6 o'clock, the tree lighting ceremony starts at 5:30. Again, the Stone Lake tree lighting ceremony happening on Main and 70.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome to the Front Porch, folks. Joel and Gray on a Friday, pre-deer hunting Friday here in the Hayward and surrounding area. Good morning, Gray.
Good morning. It does not look like deer hunting out there, Joel.
Yeah, 45, even 50. It's gonna cool off starting next Wednesday, but between now and then, it's going to be a mild, wimpy deer hunt.
I'm wearing shoes. Shoes. Yeah. Just any kind of shoes.
That it may be change. Boots. I think by the time the deer hunting 90 deer gun day season ends, you may be in some boots.
Yeah, definitely. I take the cold badly, as I say often and loudly.
Yeah, careful out there this morning. There's a little bit of ice around the Northwoods as things glazed up a little bit overnight. That will burn off here. Before we're going to talk a little football here in the 7 o'clock hour, of course, but I wanted to make not a confession, but a full out, I just want to be upfront with everybody because we talked a little turkey and a little ham the other day. And I shamed lasagna, just shamed lasagna. You should hear some of the messages I got from Italian-sounding people.
There was a pounding on the door.
Yes. But I wanted to make a confession. Last year, my wife and I got a turkey. I think it may have been a butterball, but I think it was a butterball turkey. And we did the whole thing, the preparation. We thawed it out and everything. And my wife prepares the turkey. She's the one. I cut it. She prepares it. So she calls me to the kitchen, which is very rare because usually she wants me out of the kitchen. And she says, I can't find the giblets. I can't find giblets.
Giblets. Giblets. But no, I'm thinking because I've been there. I've been there. I've been there like three times.
Yeah. So literally, she said, I've checked. So I went up into the cavity. I got to know this turkey pretty well. I got up into the turkey and I'm feeling and I'm tugging. I'm just like, I'm going everywhere. I can't find anything. So just like, we didn't get any giblets, I guess. So my wife prepares the entire turkey. It's ready. We're literally minutes away from consuming turkey. I've got the knife out and I'm carving up the knife, and I reach up into the cavity of the turkey, and what's there? I guess some membranes or something maybe hold it into a certain spot where you don't know it's there.
I think they fire it in with an air cannon. I think they use that potato gun you built with your kids when they were 12 and just ba-dunk.
Yeah.
And that's how the giblets enter the turkey. They don't use a hand.
It cooked perfectly. I mean, it cooked within the bag. It was fine.
I think they engineer it that way because they know it's going to happen. And that happened to us, I think, I don't know, 15 years ago or so. I remember we found it.
Yeah.
And dad looked, mom looked, brother looked, everybody looked.
But this is on Thanksgiving Day. So my wife goes on the Butterball Turkey website and basically said, you know, we bought a turkey and didn't get any giblets and yada, yada, yada. And then we found them. Well, by that time, when you say something like that, and then you try to take it back, the take it back part is much harder than just saying,
"Oh yeah,
hey, we didn't get the giblets." So about 4 days later, what arrives in the mail but a coupon good for a free turkey.
Yes.
And my wife says, "We just pulled a scam.
The guilt turkey."
The free guilt turkey. Just like, "We're going to keep this between you and me. We're never going to tell anybody this happened," right?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh man, I've never had it quite like that, but we did leave the giblets in one time. I'm reminded of a moment that I got a certain gas station's beverage. I shouldn't name names because they don't deserve it. The line of drinks that made the Gatorade knockoff accidentally fused the cap to the top of the bottle. And I tried so hard to take that cap off that I actually tore some skin off my hand. And I thought, okay, that's the most foolish thing I've ever done. Never got that cap off the bottle ever until I tried a pliers after it was all said and done. But I called them and they were so worried about a lawsuit, they refunded me and sent me a case of this stuff. And I was like, okay, hold on. You guys, I'm not the guy. Like, I'm not going to do what you think I'm going to do. Freak out, man.
And everybody's had that accidental... if you live long enough on the planet, the accidental theft like that, where you just feel like you stole something. We did years ago when my wife first met. We went to a Target. We lived in St. Paul, Minnesota. Went to a Target store, and we had it was just my wife and I. My son wasn't with. But anyway, I grabbed a Mountain Dew from the little case up by the checkout counter, and I didn't want to wait. So in the process of shopping, I'm drinking the Mountain Dew. And my wife is like, you know, technically you're stealing that. You didn't pay for that yet. And I said, I'm going to pay for it. What's the big deal? What are they going to do, arrest me here at Target for drinking a Mountain Dew in the store? So we go all the way through, and the Mountain Dew maybe is like half empty. And what do? I walk right out of the store. We checked out the counter, walked right out of the store with the Mountain Dew. Of course, nobody said anything except for my wife for the last 20 plus years, which every time we go into a Target, she says, are you going to steal something today? Or are we going to buy stuff? Or are you stealing stuff today?
How sticky are the fingers? I dreamed I did that once. And this sounds bizarre, but it was like the worst nightmare I ever had. I dreamt I was standing there in this gas station across the street from us here. You know the one, it's attached to the fast food restaurant. And I'm standing there in line. I'm like the third person back, and I've got a soda, like a 20-ounce Mountain Dew or so. And I make eye contact with the cashier. I decide I don't want to wait. I stick the soda in my pocket, and I walk out of the store. And that is... I've never done anything like that in my life. I've never shoplifted or anything. Not even as a kid. I didn't even have that streak or anything. I woke up in a cold sweat, the likes of which I have never experienced. I thought, oh my gosh, it's a good thing I don't need any sort of hardened criminal, like anything. Like, it's a good thing I'm not Leo DiCaprio. That's for sure.
The accidental theft. It'll happen. It'll happen. the cookie or whatever it may be. Or the kid that you have that is maybe in the shopping cart, the grandkid or the kid, and they reach over and grab something when you didn't see it, and all of a sudden you walk out of the store and they're munching on some Oreos, you know?
I'm pretty sure cool people can see it on me, Joel. They look at me and they say, yeah, that guy dreamt he stole something once. That's the coolest, hardest thing he's ever done. I think people know that about you subconsciously.
All right, coming up a little bit later on this hour, we are going to delve into the NFC North and the Vikings-Packers. There's 365 days in a year, and there's only two that the Vikings and the Packers play each other. For us in northern Wisconsin, this is the rivalry. I mean, the Bears are for the southern part of the state. For us, it's Vikings-Packers, number one.
Except for those invaders that come all the way up from Chicago. That's right. There's a lot of Minnesota fans, and when I lived in Minnesota, there were a surprising number of Packer fans. This is a more recent one for a lot of people.
Yeah, it'd be a fun rivalry game and pretty much always a meaningful game, especially when it's earlier in the year like this. So we'll delve into the Viking-Packer game coming up in just a little bit here. Don't forget Deer Hunters Roundup tomorrow night, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. over on our sister station on Muskie 101.1. Deer hunting calls for 2 hours. Pretty awesome. Buzz of the North, WBZH at 729. Welcome to the front porch, folks. Joel and Gray on a Friday, pre-deer hunting Friday here in the Hayward and surrounding area. Good morning, Gray.
Good morning. It does not look like deer hunting out there, Joel.
Yeah, 45, even 50. It's gonna cool off starting next Wednesday, but between now and then, it's going to be a mild, wimpy deer hunt.
I'm wearing shoes. Shoes. Yeah. Just any kind of shoes.
That
it
may
be
change.
Boots.
I think by the time the deer hunting 90 deer gun day season ends, you may be in some boots.
Yeah, definitely. I take the cold badly, as I say often and loudly.
Yeah, careful out there this morning. There's a little bit of ice around the North Woods as things glazed up a little bit overnight. That will burn off here. Before we're going to talk a little football here in the 7 o'clock hour, of course, but I wanted to make not a confession, but a full out, I just want to be upfront with everybody because we talked a little turkey and a little ham the other day. And I shamed lasagna, just shamed lasagna. You should hear some of the messages I got from Italian-sounding people.
There was a pounding on the door.
Yes, but I wanted to make a confession that last year, my wife and I got a turkey. I think it may have been a butterball, but I think it was a butterball turkey. And we did the whole thing, the preparation. We thawed it out and everything. And my wife prepares the turkey. She's the one. I cut it. She prepares it. So she calls me to the kitchen, which is very rare because usually she wants me out of the kitchen. And she says, I can't find the giblets. I can't find giblets.
Giblets. Giblets. But no, I'm thinking because I've been there. I've been there. I've been there like three times.
Yeah. So literally, she said, I've checked. So I went up into the cavity. I got to know this turkey pretty well. I got up into the turkey and I'm feeling and I'm tugging. I'm just like, I'm going everywhere. I can't find anything. So just like, we didn't get any giblets, like, I guess. So my wife prepares the entire turkey. It's ready. We're literally minutes away from consuming turkey. I've got the knife out and I'm carving up the knife and I reach up into the cavity of the turkey and what's there? I guess some membranes or something maybe hold it into a certain spot where you don't know it's there.
I think they fire it in with an air cannon. I think they use that potato gun you built with your kids when they were 12 and just ba-dunk.
Yeah.
And that's how the giblets enter the turkey. They don't use a hand.
It cooked perfectly. I mean, it cooked within the bag. It was fine.
I think they engineer it that way because they know it's going to happen. And that happened to us, I think, I don't know, 15 years ago or so. I remember we found it.
Yeah.
And dad looked, mom looked, brother looked, everybody looked.
But this is on Thanksgiving Day. So my wife goes on the Butterball Turkey website and basically said, you know, we bought a turkey and didn't get any giblets and yada, yada, yada. And then we found them. Well, by that time, when you say something like that and then you try to take it back, the take it back part is much harder than just saying,
oh, yeah,
hey, we didn't get the giblets. So about 4 days later, what arrives in the mail but a
certificate.
Coupon good for a free turkey.
Yes.
And my wife says, we just pulled a scam.
The guilt turkey.
the free guilt turkey. Just like, we're going to keep this between you and me. We're never going to tell anybody this happened, right?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, man. I've never had it quite like that, but we did leave the giblets in one time. I'm reminded of a moment that I got a quick a certain gas station's beverage. I shouldn't name names because they don't deserve it. The line of drinks that made the Gatorade knockoff accidentally fused the cap to the top of the bottle. And I tried so hard to take that cap off that I actually tore some skin off my hand. And I thought, okay, that's the most foolish thing I've ever done. Never got that cap off the bottle ever until I tried a pliers after it was all said and done. But I called them and they were so worried about a lawsuit. They refunded me and sent me a case of this stuff. And I was like, okay, hold on. You guys, I'm not the guy. Like, I'm not going to do what you think I'm going to do. Freak out, man.
And everybody's had that accidental... if you live long enough on the planet, the accidental theft like that, where you just feel like you stole something. We did years ago when my wife first met, we went to a Target. We lived in St. Paul, Minnesota. Went to a Target store and we had, no, it was just my wife and I, my son wasn't with. But anyway, I grabbed a Mountain Dew from the little case up by the checkout counter and I didn't want to wait. So in the process of shopping, I'm drinking the Mountain Dew. And my wife is like, you know, technically you're stealing that. You didn't pay for that yet. And I said, I'm going to pay for it. What's the big deal? What are they going to do, arrest me here at Target for drinking a Mountain Dew in the store? So we go all the way through and the Mountain Dew maybe is like half empty. And what do? I walk right out of the store. We checked out the counter, walked right out of the store with the Mountain Dew. Of course, nobody said anything except for my wife for the last 20 plus years, which every time we go into a Target, she says, are you going to steal something today? Or are we going to buy stuff? Or are you stealing stuff today?
How sticky are the fingers? I dreamed I did that once. And this sounds bizarre, but it was like the worst nightmare I ever had. I dreamt I was standing there in this gas station across the street from us here. You know the one. It's attached to the fast food restaurant. And I'm standing there in line. I'm like the third person back. And I've got a soda, like a 20-ounce Mountain Dew or so. And I make eye contact with the cashier. I decide I don't want to wait. I stick the soda in my pocket. And I walk out of the store. And that is... I've never done anything like that in my life. I've never shoplifted or anything. Not even as a kid. I didn't even have that streak or anything. I woke up in a cold sweat, the likes of which I have never experienced. I thought, oh my gosh, it's a good thing I don't need any sort of hardened criminal, like anything. Like, it's a good thing I'm not Leo DiCaprio. That's for sure.
The accidental theft. It'll happen. It'll happen. the cookie or whatever it may be. Or the kid that you have that is maybe in the shopping cart, the grandkid or the kid, and they reach over and grab something when you didn't see it, and all of a sudden you walk out of the store and they're munching on some Oreos, you know?
I'm pretty sure cool people can see it on me, Joel. They look at me and they say, yeah, that guy dreamt he stole something once. That's the coolest, hardest thing he's ever done. I think people know that about you subconsciously.
All right, coming up a little bit later on this hour, we are going to delve into the NFC North and the Vikings-Packers. There's 365 days in a year, and there's only two that the Vikings and the Packers play each other. For us in northern Wisconsin, this is the rivalry. I mean, the Bears are for the southern part of the state. For us, it's Vikings-Packers, number one.
Except for those invaders that come all the way up from Chicago. That's right. There's a lot of Minnesota fans, and when I lived in Minnesota, there were a surprising number of Packer fans. This is a more recent one for a lot of people.
Yeah, it'd be a fun rivalry game and pretty much always a meaningful game, especially when it's earlier in the year like this. So we'll delve into the Viking-Packer game coming up in just a little bit here. Don't forget Deer Hunters Roundup tomorrow night, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. over on our sister station on Muskie 101.1. Deer hunting calls for 2 hours. Pretty awesome. Buzz of the North, WBZH at 729.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. With me in the studio today is Michael Pilhofer of the Park Center. Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I'm back. Good. Back. Always fun to be here.
How was the holiday for November with you?
Well, it's just my wife and I and a kitty. So there were a couple of years where we did the whole, like, we tried, like, one, I don't care, any size turkey is too much. So we did like half a turkey. And it's still just too, so I think this year we actually went rogue. We didn't do you sort of. We went sort of just kind of like a beef thing.
I would rather just go out and have someone else make the mess. You know,
that's the other issue is you know you get to all the fixings. Like, I love the flavor of Thanksgiving.
You're right,
but it's just a nightmare. to make and for two people. Come on. It's just, it's just.
Oh, no, three. The cat comes as a whole person.
Leftovers. Yeah, little Leo, our little cutie, little COVID cat, we call him. We got him at the Humane Society right here in Hayward.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Sweet. Awesome.
Yeah.
So now we're looking at December. How are things shaping up for, I mean, is the schedule full? You got something happen every weekend or?
Almost. We're going to close the year strong. So we have three shows, the first two Saturdays in December, and then we close with not a weekend show, but a New Year's Eve Mary Mac comedy show. It's something, to admit, I don't know. I feel like we've done this the last 3 years. It's kind of been two or three park tradition.
Yes.
So even next 2026, which we'll talk about at some point down the road, we've got so New Year's Eve comedy seems to be our, so we have two music shows on the first and second Saturday of the month. And then Mary Mac closes out.
Well, let's talk about the music shows. Who do you have coming in?
The Jimmies. Which is just a fun. I mean, it's almost like a bar band, but I mean that in a good way. They're just a great blues band. I mean, you know. You can't go wrong, and we don't have a lot of blues in the calendar this year. So, and the Jimmies have probably played half a dozen times. I mean, they're just one of the mainstays, and it's always a sold out show. And they are just lushes to be on stage. They love it, and the audience loves it. It's just a blast. It's a great band. Yeah. Fun to do sound for too. I have to admit, I really enjoy.
Yeah,
you know, especially trying to tame the guitar players on stage too. The drummer's actually pretty good for volume, but the guitar, you know, those guitar amps are always a bit of a challenge. Cool. So that's fun. That opens on the 6th of December. And then next, the Friday after. So this is, we're breaking a little bit of tradition. Most of our shows are a Saturday show. Occasionally they're a Friday show.
Yeah.
But this would be our second annual Christmas at the Park show, which is a selfless plug because it's kind of my group. It's a wonderful vocalist. And in this year, we have a trumpet flugel player coming up. So it's piano trio, a wonderful singer, and a horn player coming up. So a five-piece group.
And an awesome drummer, well, as yourself.
You're kind to say. Thank you. Thank you. I'm very proud of the group. And last year, I think, was the first year we did it. And those that came were just like, oh, my gosh, it's a great. And I feel like it's Christmas music, which I play a ton of, right? Yeah. We were just talking about the rehearsals that are coming up and all the stuff I'm doing in December. You know, it can get either, you can do like the standards, which I think people want until it gets like they don't want, or it can just go wrong and it can just be egregious, weird arrangements of tunes where it's just like almost more for themselves than for anybody else. And I feel like we kind of thread the needle on both ends. We give you a little bit of the you know, the traditional music that you like played beautifully. And then a couple of sort of more sort of modern standards that I think some people may not know. And I tell people it's just a beautiful night of music. So I think you're curious or on the fence, show up. It's a great show.
Yeah. And what's the dates on that one?
That one is the 12th, Friday the 12th of December. Mm-hmm. And all shows, you can go to our website, parkcenter.com. Online tickets always available. And then our local retailers, both in Hayward here and up in Cable and the Whistlepunk down where they are, which is just a fun, we cover all the bases.
Yeah, very cool. And then what's happening after that?
Yeah, so then we have then we get into the bulk of Holiday Land. And then to close the year out, Wednesday the 31st, 7 o'clock, Mary Mac, that will also be absolutely a sold out show. So don't be shy. Don't wait. Yeah. And don't show up at 6:59 with your seven piece group entourage and expect you're going to get seats together. It's just get there early.
Order online.
Get your tickets. Get there early. You can get your popcorn. You can get your drinks.
Yeah,
and you can have a great show. Yeah, last year was a hoot.
Is she bringing on any guests
this year? I think she's going to run it solo. Last year she brought an opening act. But this year she wants to just do the whole. So it's Mary Mac all day every day.
Okay.
New Year's Eve for us.
Oh my.
I know.
I might overdose on
that. A little overdose of Mary? That's impossible. No way.
Yeah. Well, and we just have a short minute. What is the rest of, or the first quarter of next year look like? How busy are we in January, February?
Yep. So I'd say one great, so we started this tradition maybe last year. The Chris Cruzy, Michael Shines, Berkey. A double bill, I like to say. And it's a double show. It's a Thursday and Friday of Berkey Week. And you're going to ask me those dates. And I have those here.
Good.
The 19th and 20th, that will also most likely be a sold out show. And they're just brilliant together. together. I mean, obviously Chris Cruzy is just amazing, but there's sort of an interesting juxtaposition because Michael is a little bit more of a true sort of singer-songwriter, and they just go back and forth. They harmonize with each other. Michael's a little more true, just open acoustic, beautiful songs, where Chris is a little bit on the technology side. He's got some stomp pedals and and it's going to be a great show. So that's probably a highlight that I put out there. And then, you know, we could, next time when you and I meet, we could talk about 2026 and all the fun stuff that's coming.
All right. Very good. Michael, thank you so much for coming in.
Always
appreciate
a pleasure.
It.
Thank you.
That was Michael Pilhofer from the Park Center. And for more information about Park Center events, you can go to theparkcenter.com/events. Again, that's theparkcenter.com/events. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward information Monday morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.